Honestly, the hardest job I've ever done in space is be away from my family for a very long period of time. We trained for about 2 years, and we are away from home many, many months, and then up here, over. I did, actually. When I was about 8 or 9 years old, I used to watch shuttles launch over and over and over again, and that's when I first started to think about being an astronaut, and my family really encouraged me. Over. Okay, so I think I heard, do you get sick in space, and what are the procedures? So yeah, we do have people who get sick in space. We've got lots of different medicines up here and medical kits, and then we talk with our doctors all the time. We even have special machines up here where we can do ultrasounds and scan different parts of the body to take a look inside. So we've got a lot of ways to help people up here if they're sick, but if they're really sick, then we have to take them home. Over. There are many. Certainly just being in the vacuum of space is a huge hazard. In case we get a small hole anywhere in the ship, we could lose our air pretty quickly. Other than that, there are always chemicals up here that we're on the lookout for. And the way we cool the station is actually by using a substance called ammonia. You may have heard about ammonia before, but this is a really toxic kind of ammonia. And so we always have procedures to protect ourselves against that. Over. I would sleep 9 to 10 hours a night if you let me, whereas on the ground, I only sleep about 7 to 8 hours a night. Over. So a lot of the research we do up here, number one, is on people to see how they react to the space environment, how our bones change, how our muscles change, even how our brain changes. But even by creating a toilet that can work on the space station, by generating oxygen, by bringing up food and water, by doing that, one of the biggest things we can do to show that we can live on other planets and far, far away from Earth. Over. Question. You know, a lot of the stuff that we do up here on a daily basis helps support that deep space gateway. Simply because when you are in deep space, much further away from Earth, I think the hardest thing is for the crew to be autonomous or essentially be able to complete procedures and fix things by themselves. And we work on that every day up here. Over. You know, we are going to be going back to the moon. I think once we successfully landed on the moon, we started to direct our sights towards other projects like the space station or Orion, where we're going to go out beyond low Earth orbit. NASA only has a finite amount of money, and so we're always deciding how best to spend the budget, how best it will serve America and certainly the other countries. But be assured, this current presidency has declared that we are going back to the moon and then to Mars after that. Over. Weeks and weeks of testing, actually, and then once you come into the core, all the training we do for at the very beginning of becoming an astronaut and then the 2 to 2.5 years before flight prepare you both physically and mentally for the mission. Over. All the time. Actually, when I look out the cupola, which is our window to the Earth, we are flying around the Earth at 17,500 miles an hour, and so it looks like the Earth is spinning all the time. Over. So there's definitely no one best degree. If you look at the three people up here right now, we have a pilot, we have a doctor, and we have a geophysicist. And so people come up here with all kinds kinds of degrees, so you make sure that whatever you think you want to do when you get older, that is what you do. Don't pick something because you think NASA will like it. It does require a lot of years of hard work, a lot of years of college, and then I went to medical school after that and residency, and same with most of us. We had many, many years of training before we could even apply to the astronaut corps. Lot of medical testing up here too to see how our body